Here's why. I'll give you some programs that are based heavily on population of a county. I think you'll know what these are. Medicaid, SNAP, Medicare Part B, Highway Planning and Construction through IDOT, Special Education Grants through IDEA, the National School Lunch Program, Head Start, what's called SCHIP, the State Children's Health Insurance Program, critical, foster care funding, the WIC program, the Low Income Home Energy Assistance, or LIHEAP program, funds for child care and development. And, oh, by the way, Illinois, based on some population loss, is at risk of losing some representation in the House. So all those programs, and by the way, the numbers that we get from Census 2020, they set the narrative for the next 10 years. We don't want to sit here in Mercer County and actually, in truth, have a growth of people, but if not everyone actually is counted, the numbers will say that you may have a deficit. We want the narrative to be a positive one, and that even ties into how we try to attract, retain, support our business community. Really important right now, obviously, during COVID, but as we go forward post-COVID, these numbers tell the tale.
So, long story short, you're saying we don't want to be undercounted.
We don't want to be undercounted. And you touched on it, Jim. Everyone is in a hyper-political arena today for various reasons, and no matter what your political beliefs or leanings are, this is the system that creates the funding that goes to, or allocates the funding, rather, that goes to different places. So the system is what it is. You're not making a political statement by not being counted. All you're doing is hurting your own people and your own community.
So the involvement of kind of the partnership then, so Mercer County Better Together is kind of spearheading this through, do you say the Mercer County Health Department? What are the partnerships, I guess, involved
yes,
in all
so it, here's the straight line down. So funding from the U.S. Census Bureau went to state intermediaries. And in Illinois, that was funneled down from the Department of Public Health and the Illinois Public Health Association down to health departments, thinking that in Illinois, health departments hit most of the what they call hard-to-count populations. In our case here in Mercer County, the Mercer County Health Department was kind enough to identify us, Mercer County Better Together, and subcontract us to do this work. So we're the boots on the ground really running this particular program. And there are different layers to it, but what you need to know is we're going to be the people out and about, quote-unquote, in this COVID era through digital means and as many different avenues as we can use safely to try to help people understand how easy it is, what the information is used for, and what it does for our county.